This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Excessive rain and flooding have devastated many fields in southeast South Dakota. When these fields dry out, farmers will be seeking a Plan B, and forages may be the solution. SDSU Extension Forage Field Specialist Sarah Bowder reports, many forages can be planted mid to late summer, providing haying or grazing opportunities.
If we're planting right now, if you can get into the field now, you're putting a warm season crop in. So that could be like commonly a sorghum sedan grass or a sorghum or other warm season grasses that we see people like to graze or even broadleaf.
If planting isn't possible until late July or into August, she advises choosing primarily cool season crops, such as small grains, clovers, or brassicas. But before purchasing the seed, Bowder urges growers to consult crop insurance to avoid non-compliance. Another consideration is herbicide history.
When we talk about herbicide history specifically, we want to make sure that the herbicide you've already put on, like most likely the pre-emergent herbicide in this case, is something that isn't going to stop the alternative crop you're putting out there from growing.
Check seed availability and price for the Plan B crop, keeping costs down, but realizing some investment is needed. Finally, Bowder says consider crop rotation when choosing the Plan B forage.
What do I want to plant there next year? You know, do I need this crop to die before next year, next spring? Or is it okay if I plant something that'll come up next spring and then I'll have something there to graze or hay or just keep the weeds down next year?
Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on alternatives after the flood.